Good morning. It's Monday, January 20th, 2025. Very cold. In fact, the next few days are going to be bone-chilling cold, and I want to encourage you to stay warm. Make sure you stock up on any groceries you think you'll need, and just be careful. And want to say that today there's a few different things going on. Well, we know that today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, where the nation honors the legacy of the late civil rights leader. Today is also the inauguration day for President-elect Donald Trump. Now, how should the church view today's inauguration? You may be thinking this in your mind, but not bringing it up in person, because maybe you know that those kind of topics, politics that is, can be a little divisive, can be a little polarizing, and can evoke and cause people to get ill very quick, especially those who disagree with the results of any election. You know, I read somewhere yesterday that there are places you can go if you are about to have an inauguration meltdown. Yes, if you are about to throw a fit today, there's a place for you to do it. And that has been around since at least 2016, those type of things. People that can't handle the stress and our elected leaders and the direction of the nation, there are places they can go. Colleges and younger people to go and have a fit party if they so wish. And you may ask, what's wrong with people? Do people not care about American prosperity? Well, it seems that they don't. While the rest of the world loses its marbles over President Trump, here's what the church can do. The church can pray. The church should pray because we are exhorted to do so by the Apostle Paul. He writes to Timothy in 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 4, I exhort you, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good, and it's acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Well, that may cause you to ask yourself, then how should we pray? Pray that the laws of the land will not be so burdensome as to cause law-abiding citizens to begin to despair life. This means that good laws are in place that will be obeyed by the majority of people in our towns and in our cities. Pray that the circumstances of life will not be so burdensome as to cause the average American to hate the church, because there's salvation and there's hope found in Christ, and that the church is the harbinger of the good news. He's a announcer, if you will, proclaimer, heralds the good news. Also, pray that societies in our nation will not be so godless as to cause others to despise God himself. Godlessness is all around us, after all, but good leadership will not let it overrun the communities, and the churches must unite to stand for Christ, even in the midst of godlessness. Let me leave you with this thought. You know, today spells a new day for our nation. Our nation has been in turmoil for the past 4 years, and people have felt the crunch of economic stress. They felt the crunch of border crises, and they felt the crunch of having no sense of personal control and comfort. Let's pray for the success of President Trump and his cabinet. Let's pray for the progress of the nation. Let's pray for the prosperity of the church, that people's hearts will be more open to receiving the gospel, that because a new day has dawned in the nation, and that people will see God as the one who holds all things in his hands and brings relief to the nations. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.